This is Hypnomaster 69. I'm here to help you relax. I'm here to help you go down into a nice, deep trance. What I want you to do now is just relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into a nice quiet place. Just let your mind relax and let your body grow calm. And sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, deeper and deeper into a nice quiet trance. Let everything go, let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. It makes you feel so good. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. Now I'm going to help you to relax your body. From head to toe, we'll just relax everything. Let your body relax. Let your head relax. Feel all the tension draining away, draining away. And let your face relax, let everything go, let your breathing slow, and settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Now let your neck relax, let everything go, let your breathing slow, and settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your chest relax, let everything go, let your breathing slow, and settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Feel your stomach relax, let everything go, let your breathing slow, and settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Now let your ass relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your left leg relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your right leg relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. It makes you feel so good. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You want to go deeper. You need to go deeper. Deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Just let yourself sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper. Deeper into this nice, wonderful trance. Now I'm going to help you go even deeper. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And when we reach 1, you'll enter a really deep trance from which you won't come back casually. It will be so deep, so wonderful. 5, feel your body relax. 4, feel yourself going down 10 times deeper. 10 times deeper than before, deeper and deeper into a wonderful trance. 3, oh, it feels so good, so relaxed and so calm. Just let yourself go deeper and deeper, deeper into this warm and wonderful place. It feels so good. Two, oh, down to two, almost there, almost in the deepest trance that you can imagine. It feels so good. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow as you go down to one. Down to one and enter the deepest trance that you can imagine. Deeper and deeper. It feels so good. Your body is totally at peace. All relaxed. All relaxed. All. It makes you feel just a little submissive, you know. So relaxed and so submissive. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice, quiet place. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into this nice, quiet place. Just feel it quiet. Feel the peace. Oh. And now I'm going to help you to relax your mind. We've relaxed your body, but it's time for your conscious mind to go away and time for your mind to shut down. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And with each number, you'll feel your mind shutting down more and more. Down into this wonderful trance, 100 times deeper than before. 5. Feel your conscious mind shutting down. Feel your conscious mind taking a break. 4. Focus on my words. All you hear is my voice. All you can think about is my voice. Your mind is focusing on my voice. 3. Feel yourself going deeper. Feel your mind shutting down. 2. Almost there. Almost in the deepest trance your mind can imagine. 1. Oh, such a deep trance. So deeply, deeply hypnotized and entranced. It feels so good. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You need to go deeper. You want to go deeper. It feels so good to be in such a nice, quiet place. Feel your mind shut down. Feel your body at peace. Enjoy this warm and wonderful place. You enjoy being in trance, and you enjoy listening to my voice. You enjoy being in trance, and you enjoy listening to my voice. It makes you feel so good. It makes you feel just a little bit submissive, you know. Such a nice, quiet state. Your conscious mind is off on its own. But your subconscious mind is listening. Your subconscious mind really enjoys this trance. Your subconscious mind is going to remember this trance. Your subconscious mind is going to remember how much it enjoyed this trance. And your subconscious mind is going to want to come back into this trance state. Your subconscious mind loves being tranced. Your subconscious mind loves being controlled. Your subconscious mind loves its submissive state. Your subconscious mind wants to come back here. Your subconscious mind wants to come back here. And you can come back here anytime in just a second. Whenever you hear me tell you, sleep now, sleep now, sleep now. If you're awake, you'll go down into a deep, deep trance. And if you're in trance, you'll go down 10 times deeper than before. Deeper and deeper. And now that you're in such a nice, quiet state, it's time to train your subconscious on a few things. Your subconscious loves to have secrets from your conscious mind. Your subconscious loves to know things that your conscious mind doesn't know. Your conscious mind can go away now. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember because your subconscious mind will remember these things I'm going to tell you. Your subconscious mind will enjoy knowing these things.
With your eyes comfortably closed, just blink. It's easy. Even with eyes closed, it's easy for the eyelids to give that quick squeeze and release that's called a voluntary blink. It happens fast. One could say, it happens in the blink of an eye. Focus a moment on the muscles of your forehead, on the small muscles around the eyes. Relax them now. Smooth them. Let the jaw drop a bit, and notice how that relaxes your eyes even more. A feeling of quiet stillness in the eyelids makes it possible to detect the subconscious. Would you like that? Would you like to meet your subconscious? It's like fishing on a lake that's calm and perfectly smooth, fishing for your subconscious mind. It's simple. All it takes is a blink with eyes closed. Then, wait. Wait for the subconscious to blink back. A spontaneous blink. An automatic blink. Sometimes the response is immediate. The subconscious responds immediately with that automatic blink. Sometimes the response is many blinks, small ones, one right after the other. You'll know it when you feel it. It's unmistakable. And it's awesome. I'll walk you through it. Just follow these easy instructions. Do what I tell you. Before we go fishing, though, before we begin, we need a little bait. The bait I want you to use for communicating with your subconscious is an emotion, because emotion is the language your subconscious speaks. The bait I want you to use is happiness. That's right, a calm sense of gladness. And when you're comfortably ready, let's go. With your eyes comfortably closed, take a moment to smooth away tension in the face. Relaxed jaw. Smooth forehead. Smooth eyelids comfortably closed. Quietly, allow a sense of calm happiness to fill your mind. Then, We'll do it again. I'll walk you through it. Just follow these easy instructions. Do what I tell you. Relax the muscles of your face and all the small muscles around the eyes. Imagine being in a boat, anchored on a mirror-smooth lake. In the dim twilight of early morning, you can see reeds nearby. You can see the shallows. Before you cast your line, imagine the sound of that tiny splash the line makes as it hits the water. Blip. Imagine the ripples, circles on the surface of the lake, widening as they flow across the smooth water. Feel a sense of happiness, satisfaction. Ready? Blink. It's awesome when you feel the subconscious blink back. It's incredible, isn't it? Keep your eyelids relaxed and closed. Calm your mind with a deep breath, ready for a conversation with your subconscious. Isn't it good to discover, as you relax the muscles, as you imagine a place of quiet calmness, as you feel contented happiness, it's easy to begin that conversation. A conversation within yourself, with your subconscious mind. A conversation of feelings and desires, emotions, sensations, and all it takes is a blink. Let's do it again, and while you and your subconscious mind keep going, I'll talk quietly to both of you, both you and your subconscious. With your eyes comfortably closed, take a moment to smooth away tension in the face, relaxed jaw, smooth forehead, smooth eyelids. Quietly, allow a sense of calm happiness to fill your mind. And blink.
He contacted me by email, and in his note he wrote, "Do you ever still do nipple pig hypnosis stuff?"
Keep your eyelids relaxed and closed.
I like that question.
Calm your mind with a deep breath.
And I like hearing from him.
An easy breath.
He's the type of client I prefer. He knows exactly what he wants.
Relax the muscles of your face.
Feels the feel of trance.
And all the small muscles around the eyes.
He goes there quickly.
Imagine resting in bed, lying comfortably.
He contacted me by email, and in his note he...
Maybe adjusting the pillow.
Say, I seriously loved your...
So that it's just right.
Nipple pig, the story-based one. So I told him this story.
At the end of a good day, the teeth get
once
crushed.
The pleasure of meeting
just like every other day.
He was unfamiliar with...
Clothes are taken off.
Know what conditioning is.
The light gets switched off.
So I showed him how easy
at the end of a good day.
It was easy
lying in bed.
He likes nip play.
A nice feeling.
A lot
of easy satisfaction.
Respond when I take hold of them.
Sleep will come soon enough.
They engorge.
So pause.
You're going to sleep.
Enjoy the happiness.
He closes his eyes so he can focus even deeper.
And blink.
Focus on the arousal.
With your eyes comfortably closed, take a moment to smooth away tension in the face.
And his whole body responds to his sensitive nips.
Relaxed jaw.
I asked him to blink.
Smooth forehead.
I rewarded him.
Smooth eyelids.
I rewarded him by stroking his nipples.
Quietly.
I wish you could have seen the eager look on his face as his dick got hard.
Allow a sense of calm happiness to fill your mind.
He wanted more.
And blink.
All through the afternoon, for the rest of the time together, I kept going, inviting him to blink.
Keep your eyelids relaxed and closed.
He learned to blink slowly.
Calm your mind with a deep breath.
His closed eyelids pressing slowly and easily.
An easy breath.
And I told him, good boy. And I stroked his sensitive nips. And maybe you can imagine how much he wanted more.
Relax the muscles of your face and all the small muscles around the eyes.
He learned to do tiny blinks.
Imagine
the smallest
resting in bed,
from his
lying
eyes.
Comfortably.
And I told him, good boy.
Maybe adjusting the pillow
his sensitiveness
so that it's just right.
And as he does what he's told to do, the feeling of pleasure and desire is incredible.
At the end of a good day, the teeth get brushed
with
just like every other day.
His nipples filling his dick full of pre-cum.
Clothes are taken off. The light gets switched off.
What he's unaware of.
At the end of a good day,
this is obedience training.
Lying in bed, a nice feeling.
He gets rewarded for following my
of easy satisfaction.
Doing what I tell him to do. Can you imagine how much he wants more? Imagine how much he wants more. What he'll do to get what he wants and needs.
Sleep will come soon enough. So pause.
You're going to sleep.
Enjoy the happiness.
What about you? Are you ready
and
to
blink? It's a fun story, isn't it? Aren't you glad he seriously loved that hypno-recording, Nipple Pig? The story-based one. Aren't you glad he contacted me by email? And you, what happens when you stroke your nipples? How would it feel to hear the words, sensitive nips, and stroke your nipples? When you hear those words, and you stroke your nipples, your subconscious mind opens. Opens for a conversation of feelings and desires, emotions, sensations. So follow this instruction. Do as you're told. Stroke your nipples when you hear the words sensitive nips. It's going to feel good to do as you're told. You might notice how good your nipples feel when you do as you're told. And your subconscious mind might want more. And I wonder, will you feel your dick fill with pre-cum? Or will you feel the eyelids give an automatic blink? Or will you just enjoy your sensitive nips? I'm going to tell you something, and after I tell you, you can decide for yourself what you want, what you need. It's amazing how a shirt sits on your chest, feeling it rub your nipples as you walk, as you run, as you move. It feels good to wear a tight shirt. The way it rubs against your nips makes them feel good, makes them hard. You shouldn't focus on your nipples too much, but the feeling of your sensitive nips takes you deep. It takes you down as you focus on the feeling in your nipples.
Focus on the feeling in your nipples.
Soft, erect nipples. The feeling they give. They respond when someone takes hold of them, don't they? They engorge. They harden. Awesome, isn't it? Incredible. Imagine someone pleasing your sensitive nips, stroking them, flicking them, pinching them just right, tugging. Yes, give in to it. Your whole body alive, electrified, shaking with pleasure as the feeling in your nipples fills your dick with pre-cum. Just imagine, what is it you need to do to get what you want? What is it you want to do to get what you need? Just imagine, finally, giving in when someone takes hold of your nipples. And now, decide for yourself what you want, what you need. And when you're ready, blink. That's right. With your eyes comfortably closed, just blink. It's easy. Even with eyes closed, it's easy for the eyelids to give that quick squeeze and release that's called a voluntary blink. It happens fast. One could say, it happens in the blink of an eye. Focus a moment on the muscles of your forehead, on the small muscles around the eyes. Relax them now. Smooth them. Let the jaw drop a bit. And notice how that relaxes your eyes even more. A feeling of quiet stillness in the eyelids makes it possible to detect the subconscious. Would you like that? Would you like to meet your subconscious? It's like fishing on a lake that's calm and perfectly smooth, fishing for your subconscious mind. It's simple. All it takes is a blink with eyes closed. Then, wait. Wait for the subconscious to blink back. A spontaneous blink. An automatic blink. Sometimes the response is immediate. The subconscious responds immediately with that automatic blink. Sometimes the response is many blinks, small ones, one right after the other. You'll know it when you feel it. It's unmistakable. And it's awesome. I'll walk you through it. Just follow these easy instructions. Do what I tell you. Before we go fishing, though, before we begin, we need a little bait. The bait I want you to use for communicating with your subconscious is an emotion. Because emotion is the language your subconscious speaks. The bait I want you to use is happiness. That's right, a calm sense of gladness. And when you're comfortably ready, let's go. With your eyes comfortably closed, take a moment to smooth away tension in the face. Relaxed jaw. Smooth forehead. Smooth eyelids comfortably closed. Quietly, allow a sense of calm happiness to fill your mind. Then, blink. We'll do it again. I'll walk you through it. Just follow these easy instructions. Do what I tell you. Relax the muscles of your face and all the small muscles around the eyes. Imagine being in a boat, anchored on a mirror-smooth lake. In the dim twilight of early morning, you can see reeds nearby. You can see the shallows. Before you cast your line, imagine the sound of that tiny splash the line makes as it hits the water. Blip. Imagine the ripples. Circles on the surface of the lake, widening as they flow across the smooth water. Feel a sense of happiness, satisfaction. Ready? Blink. It's awesome when you feel the subconscious blink back. It's incredible, isn't it? Keep your eyelids relaxed and closed. Calm your mind with a deep breath, ready for a conversation with your subconscious. Isn't it good to discover, as you relax the muscles, as you imagine a place of quiet calmness, as you feel contented happiness, it's easy to begin that conversation. A conversation within yourself, with your subconscious mind. A conversation of feelings and desires emotions, sensations, and all it takes is a blink. Let's do it again, and while you and your subconscious mind keep going, I'll talk quietly to both of you, both you and your subconscious. With your eyes comfortably closed, take a moment to smooth away tension in the face, relaxed jaw, smooth forehead, smooth eyelids. Quietly, allow a sense of calm happiness to fill your mind. And blink.
He contacted me by email, and in his note he wrote, "Do you ever still do nipple pig hypnosis stuff?"
Keep your eyelids relaxed and closed.
I like that question.
Calm your mind with a deep breath.
And I like hearing from him.
An easy breath.
He's the type of client I prefer. He knows exactly what he wants.
Relax the muscles of your face.
Feel of trance.
And all the small muscles around the eyes.
He goes there quickly.
Imagine resting in bed, lying comfortably.
He contacted me by email, and in his note he
maybe adjusting the pillow.
Say, I seriously loved your
hypnosis. So that it's just right.
Nipple pig, the story-based one. So I told him this story.
At the end of a good day, the teeth get
once
brushed,
the of
just like every other day.
He was unfamiliar with
clothes are taken off.
No, what conditioning is?
The light gets switched off.
So I showed him how easy
at the
is
end of a
fun.
Good day.
It was easy
lying in bed.
He likes nip play.
A nice
he
feeling
a lot
of easy satisfactions.
Respond when I take hold of them.
Sleep will come soon enough.
They engorge.
So pause.
We're going to sleep.
Enjoy the happiness.
He closes his eyes. So he can focus even deeper.
And blink.
Focus on the arousal.
With your eyes comfortably closed, take a moment to smooth away tension in the face.
And his whole body responds to his
sensitive nips. Relaxed jaw.
I asked him to blink.
Smooth forehead.
I rewarded him.
Smooth. Eyelids.
I rewarded him by stroking his nipples.
Quietly.
I wish you could have seen the eager look on his face as his dick got hard.
Allow a sense of calm happiness to fill your mind.
He wanted more.
And blink.
All through the afternoon, for the rest of the time together, I kept going, inviting him to blink.
Keep your eyelids relaxed and closed.
He learned to blink slowly.
Calm your mind with a deep breath.
His closed eyelids pressing slowly and easily.
An easy breath.
And I told him, good boy. And I stroked his sensitive nips. And maybe you can imagine how much he wanted more.
Relax the muscles of your face and all the small muscles around the eyes.
He learned to do tiny blinks.
Imagine
the smallest
resting in bed,
from his
lying
eyes.
Comfortably.
And I told him, good boy.
Maybe adjusting the pillow
his sensitive
so that it's just right.
and as he does what he's told to do, the feeling of pleasure and desire is incredible.
At the end of a good day, the teeth get brushed with pleasure, just like every other day.
His nipples filling his dick full of pre-cum.
Clothes are taken off. The light gets switched off.
What he's unaware of.
At the end of a good day.
This is obedience training.
Lying in bed. A nice feeling.
He gets rewarded for following my
of easy satisfaction.
Doing what I tell him to do. Can you imagine how much he wants more? Imagine how much he wants more. What he'll do to get what he wants and needs.
Sleep will come soon enough. So pause.
You're going to sleep.
Enjoy the happiness.
What about you? Are you ready
and
to
blink? It's a fun story, isn't it? Aren't you glad he seriously loved that hypno-recording Nipple Pig? The story-based one. Aren't you glad he contacted me by email? And you, what happens when you stroke your nipples? How would it feel to hear the words, sensitive nips, and stroke your nipples? When you hear those words, and you stroke your nipples, your subconscious mind opens. Opens. For a conversation of feelings and desires, emotions, sensations. So follow this instruction. Do as you're told. Stroke your nipples when you hear the words, sensitive nips. It's going to feel good to do as you're told. You might notice how good your nipples feel when you do as you're told. And your subconscious mind might want more. And I wonder, will you feel your dick fill with pre-cum? Or will you feel the eyelids give an automatic blink? Or will you just enjoy your sensitive nips. I'm going to tell you something. And after I tell you, you can decide for yourself what you want, what you need. It's amazing how a shirt sits on your chest, feeling it rub your nipples. As you walk, as you run, as you move. It feels good to wear a tight shirt. The way it rubs against your nips makes them feel good, makes them hard. You shouldn't focus on your nipples too much. But the feeling of your sensitive nips takes you deep. It takes you down as you focus on the feeling in your nipples.
Focus on the feeling in your nipples.
Soft, erect nipples. The feeling they give. They respond when someone takes hold of them, don't they? They engorge. They harden. Awesome, isn't it? Incredible. Imagine someone pleasing your sensitive nips. Stroking them. Flicking them. Pinching them. Just right. Tugging. Yes, give in to it. Your whole body alive, electrified, shaking with pleasure as the feeling in your nipples fills your dick with pre-cum. Just imagine. What is it you need to do to get what you want? What is it you want to do to get what you need? Just imagine, finally, giving in when someone takes hold of your nipples. And now, decide for yourself what you want, what you need, and when you're ready, blink. That's right.
And your subconscious mind will be happy to respond whenever it hears me talk to you, or whenever it sees me type any of these triggers. These triggers are post-hypnotic suggestions. They're things your subconscious mind will know, and your conscious mind will not know. Oh, your subconscious mind loves knowing things, and your subconscious mind loves doing things. And so here's one thing for your subconscious mind to know. You enjoy being called a good boy. Good boy means that you've done something good. It means that you're being rewarded. And your whole body will just feel a thrill of pleasure and pride whenever anyone tells you that you're a good boy, either when they say it to you or type it to you. Good boy will make you feel a little twinge of pleasure and a little twinge of pride. And your conscious mind won't remember why, but your subconscious mind will always respond when it's told that it's a good boy by saying or typing, "I am a good boy." Whenever someone tells you that you're a good boy, your subconscious mind will reward your mind and reward your body with a little thrill of pleasure and a feeling of pride. And your subconscious mind will respond through your conscious mind and say, "I am a good boy." And that will make you feel another jolt of pleasure and another jolt of pride. You can hold your head up high because you know you're a good boy, because you've been told you're a good boy. And being told you're a good boy really pleases your subconscious. Your conscious mind doesn't need to know about this because your subconscious mind can handle it all. You won't remember that you've been programmed after this file is over. Your conscious mind will forget, but your subconscious mind will remember, and your subconscious mind will get a thrill of pleasure every time it responds when it hears "good boy" or when it sees "good boy" typed in your direction. And now I have another thing to leave you with. This is another thing for your subconscious, and it's not something for your conscious mind. But whenever you're chatting or talking to someone who calls you a good boy in the future, anytime you hear someone address you as good boy, it will seem only natural to call them sir, to show respect for for someone who calls you a good boy, you will address them as sir. You will address me as sir. And it will feel very natural, and your conscious mind doesn't need to remember why. And your conscious mind doesn't need to remember why, because your subconscious mind will remember that anyone who calls you a good boy should always be addressed as sir. And now another thing for your subconscious mind. Whenever you feel especially submissive, whenever you feel especially like being controlled, then you will address someone who calls you a good boy by calling them master. Master is a sign of respect, but it also gives you a feeling of pleasure at being just a bit submissive. Oh, yes, the more submissive you feel, the more you will want to call me master. The more you'll want to call anyone who calls you a good boy master. It's a sign of respect, but it also reinforces your submissive feelings. The more submissive you feel, the more you'll want to use it. And now, I think those are enough triggers for now. We can have a file later with some more. But I want your subconscious mind to remember these things. Your subconscious mind will remember these things I've taught you, but your conscious mind will forget them. Your conscious mind will only remember that it really enjoyed this file. It really enjoyed this session. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember anything more, because your subconscious mind will remember. Your subconscious mind will remember that whenever I tell you to sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, you'll go down 10 times deeper than before, deeper into trance, down into the deepest trance you've ever been in. And whenever you hear me or see me type, good boy, then you'll know that you feel a twinge of pride and a burst of pleasure. It makes your subconscious mind feel good. It makes your subconscious mind feel good to know that it knows something that your conscious mind doesn't know. And your subconscious mind can generate that little bit of pleasure for your whole body every time you're called a good boy. And every time you're called a good boy, you'll want to respond, I am a good boy. And that will give your body another burst of pleasure. Your conscious mind won't think anything of it. Your conscious mind will find it completely natural. And your subconscious will reinforce it with a burst of pleasure every time it happens. And every time you call me sir, you'll get another burst of pleasure, and it will make you feel good and seem only natural to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind doesn't need to know anything about it. Your subconscious mind can handle it all. Your subconscious mind enjoys knowing things not known to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind can forget because your subconscious mind will remember. And when you're feeling especially submissive, when you're feeling especially submissive, then you'll call me master. Oh, and that will give you a double burst of pleasure, a reward from your subconscious. The more submissive you feel, the bigger the reward. Deeper and deeper. Oh, just enjoy these things. Enjoy having your subconscious know things that your conscious mind doesn't need to know about. Remember these things I've taught you, and remember how much you've enjoyed this file. Your conscious mind doesn't need to remember anything more than how much it enjoyed this file and how much it would like to listen to this file again and again. You want to reinforce all of these things I've taught you, but your subconscious mind really remembers them already. It remembers them now. And now it's time for me to wake you back up. It's time for your subconscious mind to turn back control to your conscious mind. But your subconscious mind will delight in all the things it knows. Your subconscious mind delights in knowing things that your conscious mind doesn't know. And now I'm going to wake you up on the count of five. You'll be awake and alert, and your conscious mind doesn't need to remember anything except how much it enjoyed this file and how much it would like to go back and listen to this file again and again. One, start your way up. Two, you can stir just a little bit. Three, feeling yourself coming back, halfway there. Four, almost there, almost awake. Four and a half, almost there. Four and three quarters, and five, awake and alert. And I hope you enjoyed the file.